gotta click, 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 and make it happen. I got Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. We survived!
We made it.
Things went fantastic.
Yeah, they did. They did. After the eclipse yesterday, that was a big event that a lot of planning had went into over the course of the last several months. I felt like I was in meeting after meeting trying to plan for what could potentially happen yesterday. But all in all, it was uneventful on the traffic end of things. And so that was a plus.
A few little clogs here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We had a couple, I think 39 had a little bit of traffic on it yesterday that we noticed. We saw 250 that ran kind of between 77 and going up through the Norwalk Sandusky area was pretty busy yesterday. There was a lot of traffic that was coming up the interstate and then making that northwest track. So we had some backups on 77 yesterday in the area 250. Wayne County wasn't terrible. We had across the state, it seemed like more of our northwestern portion of the state, the Toledo area, up that direction had most of what we saw. We saw some turnpike backups yesterday afternoon, but we were our folks down in Columbus were monitoring all of that and putting things out to us regularly throughout the day to make sure that everything was running smoothly and we were putting our people in the right positions.
So they listened.
They did.
They
it was
really
great.
Listened.
This is and I was just talking with Mike here a little bit ago about that, and you know, we did a ton of education trying to get that word out to people ourselves, along with, you know, ODOT and lots of different agencies throughout the state, of making sure that people weren't pulling over on the berms and doing those things that we didn't want to do. We wanted people to be able to enjoy the event, right? And parking on a berm and getting in a traffic crash was not our idea of enjoyment. So lots of education went out, and as I drove around the area, that's what I saw. I saw people in parking lots. I saw people in their yards. I saw people that were collected together and enjoying the event. You know, we even got the opportunity to see it ourselves. It was one of those things that I wasn't super excited about. It wasn't like something that I was like, oh, I want to do this. But then as it happened, I was like, oh, that was really cool.
Right.
It was really cool to see. So yeah, it was you know, just our way to say thank you, I guess, this morning to everybody as they went out and did that and paid attention to what it was going on and made
now
a plan.
Now we know you can listen to us.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It was like everybody had a plan and they stuck to that and it worked out well. So it was one of those events that you never know. You never know if it's going to go one way or the other. And we always try to err on the side of caution because we don't want to be caught, you know, in the middle of something that we weren't prepared for. So like I said, lots of meetings between the EMA offices and the different public safety departments throughout the Wayne and Holmes, you know, all over the state that were in that area, and things went off without a hitch yesterday.
And that's one of the things I always talk about is it's better to be prepared
mm-hmm.
than to be caught off guard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of the things, same things we talk about with traffic safety. You know, we talk about, you know, driving impaired, you know, those things. If you're making plans and you're prepared ahead of time, you know, you'll stop those things from happening. If you leave early to get your destination, you're going to be more prepared. You're not going to have to rush. So, yeah, the same things that we're doing is the same things that we're asking other people to do. And it usually works out better in the end.
And so now we just need everybody to listen when we say if there's water on the road.
Yeah.
Don't drive through.
Yeah,
water.
We did have some issues with that. I think last week we talked about some of the flooded roadways and things like that. We did have several people still driving into that standing water. And I would imagine as we get through spring and those showers.
Well, it's supposed to rain all week.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain all week. So we're probably going to be back into that situation again. So making sure you're not driving into that. We had several calls, several fire departments that had to go out and get people. They got stuck into their vehicles and things like that. And so we don't want to put them in a position either. You know, we don't want you to be in that position, but we don't want to put our first responders in that position to have to go out there and into those dangerous situations as well. So
very dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially this early when the water is cold.
Yeah, and it's preventable. I mean, it's 100% preventable if you just don't drive into those. If you can't see the roadway, don't drive into it. You know the areas typically that you're traveling that have high water and where they're going to be.
We're pretty predictable around
here. Yeah, yeah. We tend to take the same routes going to work or school or to the grocery store or whatever that looks like. And so
and the same roads
yeah,
flood at the
yes,
same time.
And they all do the same thing. If you're following the Killbuck Creek, you know that it's going to go over in certain spots, right? And you know that continues to travel in the same location. So, yeah, you know, making sure you're paying attention, you're not getting yourself again in that rush, you're taking that extra time to make those good decisions.
So thanks for listening to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, absolutely. It does work on occasion, right?
Occasion. Let's keep it up. Let's keep the streak going.
Yeah, we're having a really good year so far. When we look at just the overall picture of things between the two counties, we've only had 3 fatal crashes so far this year, which is 3 too many, but compared to where we were at this point last year, we're about I think 4 or 5 less than where we were last year. So that's a huge increase.
Bad.
Yeah, it was a huge a decrease in our numbers, and that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to continue to put our people in the areas that are the most dangerous that we see based on statistics, and hopefully we can keep that going.
We know you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now you gotta.
Yeah. Now I spoke, and we'll see how it goes. But yeah, so no, it's a testament to what everybody's doing. We hope that everybody's paying attention and to the messages that we're trying to put out. Because like we've said 100 times on here, our job is to educate as much as it is to enforce. And if we can get people to do it on their own and to kind of take heed of those little nuggets of advice that we give, then we don't have the incidents and we don't have to be in that situation. And
you see how well things go when you do all the planning. Just
yeah, absolutely.
Looking at yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what we try to do. We try to make sure that we're always in a position to mitigate what we're seeing and reevaluate and assess from there. So we just got through the first quarter of the year and we just sat down and kind of reevaluated what we're doing and where we're putting our guys and trying to be effective. So.
Well, that it seems like we're getting her done.
So far, so good.
So let's keep it up.
Absolutely. We're getting into the summer. We're going to get into those 100 deadliest days of summer here coming soon. And we'll talk about that later. But, just continue to do what we're doing. Continue paying attention. You know, don't drive impaired. Buckle up. Don't drive distracted. And we'll have a great summer.
Simple habits save lives.
Got it.
I'm not going to give it up.
Got it.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us a quick update on what happened yesterday. We're going to take a little break here. Coming up, I got some Pitbull and Dolly Parton, powerful women on WKLM.